Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reason for man's creation. You know, this is a very important topic, and in general, the discussion on man and the way he was created, his constitution, his existence, and then also his purpose in this world is something that has always perplexed thinkers from various disciplines from all over the world and from times immemorial. And this is also a topic that the Quran has touched upon in various places. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "I did not create the jinn and the humans except that they may worship me," which alludes to the fact that God Almighty, He created human beings so that they could worship and serve God, and in this way they could achieve their otherworldly and worldly felicity. And also in another place in the Holy Quran, God says, "Had your Lord wished, He would have made mankind one community, but they continue to differ, except those on whom your Lord has mercy, and that is why He has created them," which indicates the again the purpose of man's creation, but this is also indicative of the fact that the previous verse in which worship was designated as the purpose for man's creation was only a transitory and intermediate purpose. The ultimate purpose is that God should show His mercy on human beings. And the way to do that is that they worship Him and they become deserving of His mercy. In any case, in this beautiful hadith, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, "O people, Allah, exalted be His remembrance, has only created people so that they might know Him. And when they know Him, they worship Him. And when they worship Him, they become needless of worshipping others by His worship." A man asked him, "O son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, may my parents be your ransom. What is meant by knowing Allah?" He replied, "It is that the people of each era must know their Imam, to whom obedience is mandatory." So in this beautiful hadith, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he alludes to the fact that worship is one of the goals for the creation of man, and that and also the fact that God's recognition, knowledge of God, is also one of the purposes of man's creation, but again, an intermediate purpose and goal for the creation of man. And a part of this knowledge and recognition of God is the recognition and awareness and knowledge of a person, of his leader and his imam, that he is to obey and follow. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason for man's creation in the words of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد